Well, folks, Christmas is here again, and our children beautifully retold the story of Christmas through this pageant. The angels from heaven and the shepherds from the hinterlands and the magi from the east all came to congratulate Joseph and Mary for their newborn and to worship him, worship the baby, not just any ordinary baby, but the God child. And our thanks really go to the children who did a beautiful job, and to the parents and to the teachers and the aides who helped them put this together for us this evening. I would like to call your attention to one particular sentence in the gospel reading that associated with this service, and that in that it says, while they were there, they meaning Joseph and Mary were there, meaning in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. The time came. It is important. The time came for Mary to deliver her child. Mary had been carrying this child for some time. She increasingly, it has become really obvious, her pregnancy. As she advanced through her pregnancy, it became at one point, she could no longer hide her secret. It was obvious to her friends and families that in her very body she was carrying the God child. And imagine Mary carrying the God child, pregnant, fully pregnant, and they were in Bethlehem, and that is when the time came for her to deliver the child. You know, I want us to really imagine Mary being fully pregnant, and how obvious is that for the people, for her friends and for her families to see that Mary is pregnant with God child. And then imagine her delivering the baby in Bethlehem. And as we imagine, let us also imagine us carrying the God child within us. We are the bearers of Christ. Bearers of Christ. And at some point, as we bear Christ's child within us, at some point, it will be difficult for us not to be noticed. Just the same way it was for Mary. As it was for Mary, as it was difficult and different it was for Mary to carry on her daily work, daily tasks, to relate with other people, it would be different for us also in our life, in the way we live, in this, the lifestyle, in our values. Things will be different as you carry the God child within us. So it is not just Mary carrying the child. That is history. Today we are talking about Jesus of faith, not just Jesus of history, which our children just perform for us. Jesus of history. But Jesus of faith is the one now looking for a dwelling place within all of us. Kotzker Rebbe, I talked about this in my Christmas letter. He asked a few learned men, where is the dwelling place of God? And they laughed at him. What a thing to ask. Isn't God's glory fill the whole earth? And Kotsky Rebbe said, God dwells only the places where we would let him in. So God dwells within us. God, he will be homeless as long as you and I don't open our place, our heart to God. And this is the message of Christmas. Are we willing to open us, open ourselves, and let God come in and God form within us to a point that it will be too difficult for us to hide God? And that God is going to change us, change the way we live, and it will have repercussions in our own lives. And God will change us, transform us, and become agents of transformation ourselves. And this is what the offering ourselves to God, offering ourselves to Jesus, to be born within us. If this Christmas is to be any different from other Christmases before, let us ask this evening ourselves, am I willing to open my heart to God, to for God to come in and change me, and to let God make me an agent of transformation in the world? Amen.